Hi everyone, welcome to today's reading of Project 4-4. Today is September 29th and I'm Lori Eccleston. I'm the assistant here to Pastor Mark at Christ Community Church, and we're so glad that you joined us today. In our reading, we've covered Psalm 78, and Psalm 78 is a psalm of instruction, a song designed to warn the people of God against repeating the sins of the past, while reminding them of God's mighty actions on their behalf and of his wonderful grace. Asaph, the writer of this psalm, tells the story of God's dealing with Israel, paying special attention to two specific themes. The first theme is the sins of Israel. Here are a few things he mentions. They refused to walk in his law. They forgot his works. Now, one of the reasons all of the ancient history of Israel is so crucial for us today is because it can teach us so much about our changeless God and can strengthen our hands for present and future trials. It's so important that we develop a thorough acquaintance with the mighty acts of God in redemption history. If you know what God has done in and through the people of the past, then it helps to greatly strengthen your faith for the task of living today. Number three, the psalmist says the Israelites spoke against him, saying, "Can God spread a table in the desert?" Four, they didn't trust his salvation, his redemption, his deliverance. Five, they lied to him. They flattered him with their mouths, and they lied with their tongues. The psalmist says they grieved him. Seven, they limited him. How often are we guilty of precisely doing that, of not believing that our God is big enough to do what he says he'll do, so settling with much less than what his purpose is for us? Number eight, finally, they worshiped graven images. Idolatry certainly takes a much different form in the Church of Christ today, but it is no less present than it was in the Old Testament days. Now, the second theme of Psalm 78 is the grace of God as demonstrated in his mighty acts of redemption. So in Psalm 78, there's a long litany of God's faithful actions. He divided the sea. He led them with cloud by day and fire by night. He gave them water out of rocks. He rained down manna for them. He was full of compassion and therefore forgave their iniquity. The psalmist might have said over and over and over again, God did those things. He wrought signs for them in Egypt. He brought them into the promised land. He cast out the heathen before them. He chose David to lead them. And finally, in verse 72, God fed them. All those things are but a small sampling of what God has done for Israel. If we become acquainted with his actions toward men, then we will be more likely to respond to him in faith to the urgent needs that we're facing today. Blessings to you today. Thanks for joining us.